Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
Hello there and welcome to the 166th edition of Lewis Black's Rantcast entitled March Madness. And it truly is. It's named, of course, after the basketball, but really it describes and is a metaphor for what is fucking happening right here on our own shores as we continue to just beat our heads against a wall of nonsense and hoo-ha, fluff, bullshit, insanity, anything. It is beyond belief what continues to occur out there. And it's stunning. It's stunning to the point that I thank God for the destruction, for the distraction. One is the destruction, the other March Madness, but the distraction of basketball, which is why I'm actually doing this, the Rantcast today a lot earlier than I normally would. I'd normally be doing it after the upcoming weekend. I haven't got time. I've got basketball games to watch. I have brackets that I need to follow. I have boxes of scores that, you pick you get a box and it tells you, what if one team scores 0 and the other team scores 9, if it's 70-69, whoo, Lewis is a winner. Could be 60-59. The boxes like they have with football. And, but I just love this. And here's a tip. I should really just publish what the picks, and you could pick against me and probably do very, very well. And it'll be interesting to see if I'm waiting for the time in which I do the picks and then check and find out that all of the picks that I made, if I'd done the opposite, I would have had the best record in the country. It's going to be an amazing tournament. I'm serious. If you love basketball, forget what's happening out there and focus on it. Focus on it, because it's what we need to spend time watching and spending time with. I really look forward to it. And I hope they don't fuck it up with a bunch of bullshit, with a bunch of bump and cartoons and anything that they think makes it more interesting. It doesn't need anything to be more interesting except the kids on the court. That's really what it boils down to. Some great teams, some teams got screwed. It's much like life itself, much like LA, really. Really, why didn't St. John's get in to Hollywood? And we can go through a number of other schools. It's like, why did they pick this writer over that writer? Why did they pick this actor over that actor, but that's for another time. And so they were pissed. There's a lot of people pissed because there were some big upsets that took place, and including my school, North Carolina, upset by a rampaging on a roll, North Carolina State. Certainly fun to watch. And so if you can take a look, I hope I'm going to be, that's why I'm rattling on right now, because I don't want to get onto the nonsense that's been occurring around us. Hey there, I know what you've all been wondering, where is Lewis Black going to be performing over the next few weeks? Well, I won't be performing, actually. I'll be preparing for my golf tournament. Yes, the Lewis Black Invitational Golf Tournament in Tucson, Arizona at Dove Mountain. A benefit for the Love You Project. Go to theloveyouproject.org to find out all about it. April 7th, we gather. April 8th and 9th is the golf. The comics performing on the 9th, and then we're out of there on the 10th, and it might be something you just want to do. It's a lot of fun, and the Love You Project does really great work in the field of mental health, which now more than ever, and if anybody needs it, boy, you're looking at it. and then to catch you up on where I'm going to be, after that, on April 19th, I'll be recovering from the tournament. I will be at the Walker Theater in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nashville, and Tennessee on the 20th. And that will be at the James K. Polk Theater at TPAC, the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. And then wrapping it up April 21st at the Buckhead Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. And but I want to, for the folks who were in Europe, let me just say, I'm coming your way, and I really would like to get the word out, especially in certain places like Berlin. But I will be on April 14th in Amsterdam. I love it. Okay, let's just put it simply, at the Meervaart Theater, and Brussels, Belgium on the 16th at La Madeleine, London, England at the Leicester Square Theater on April 19th, April 22nd, Berlin, Germany. Come on out, folks. Start looking, please. I know that there may be some, just take a look, guys. It's at the Ernst Reuter Saal, and I think it's worth the time for you to come out. I really do. There are plenty of good seats. You can actually lay down in a row. And Stockholm, Sweden, on the 24th at the Södra Teatern. I'm giving it a guess. And then in Lisbon, Portugal, I will be at a festival there. It says Orias, O-E-R-I-A-S, Portugal. You can go to the website, lewisblack.com, to find out where I will be performing and to give you updates. And soon there'll be announcements of where I'll be performing in the fall. I'm very happy to just sit here and tell you that I will be picking North Carolina to go all the way. And I began to realize that program has won so many games, it kind of is undermined. Until the Orioles came up with that incredible run last year, and they keep yelling they're gonna be even better this year, that's what you get one major winning team, and if you're lucky, sometimes your city gets three or four. This is New York is my city now, but it's. But my heart belongs to the teams that came out of Washington and Baltimore. The Commanders, what a stupid name. Those guys also were, without Dan Snyder, they're rolling along. So it's kind of an exciting time for me, especially watching UNC play. And since I picked them, and since I have to pick them, because it'd be stupid for me to be sitting there rooting against them unless large amounts of money are involved. And I know if I pick against them, they would win. And if I pick them, they will lose. But I'm going with them. And I'm sticking to that story. But meanwhile, the madness continues out there. Yeah, I have to say that I don't know what's happening yet this weekend, but I'm heading out on tour shortly, and they already say that it's going to be snowing in Portland. Let's see if it's true. And if it is, I can watch all the games that day. if it snows as much as they say. 8 inches is what they're claiming now, and that really sucks because it's certainly it's March Madness because it should be fucking rolling towards spring, and I don't care if it's way up north. I don't give a fuck. I'd like to get spring should be fucking spring, okay? And summer, these assholes running for office, for fuck's sake, all of them, shut up this summer, okay? You have the longest fucking, where it's months of this shit. You can take those 3 months and zip it because we've got things to do. I've said this time and again, that's our time. It's not the time for politicians to be wandering around telling us what a piece of shit the other politician is. Shut your fucking mouth, go to a barbecue, eat fatty foods. That's what they should be doing. And not glad-handing people. Fucking go there, get yourself a plate of food, and don't talk to anybody. Just have them see you and go the fuck home. All right? Because even after that, there's like 9 weeks. All right? Let's say right after Labor Day, which this year I think is like the 1st of September. All right? You've got fucking 9 fucking weeks to run your campaigns. God, I can't get this shit out. I get so fucking flustered and angry over it. I mean, 9 weeks isn't enough. Plus this chunk of time you're going to have up till June. All right. You already have enough time. You're already taking the oxygen out of the goddamn air. So, and you're raising money and he can't raise a billion. He can't raise the money. Can't raise $500 million. Can't do it. Can't do it. How's that possible? Gone to all these people. I don't know what it means. You know, what happens? I have no idea. Do we get that information? No. They give it out in dribs and drabs. Just fucking tell us. If you're going to announce that, then you should know. And then they conjecture what the court will do. Then if you don't know, shut up until you do know. All right? And he had a big week, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of some of the shit that comes out of his mouth, and I fucking mean it. I mean, we're talking about bloodbath. There's going to be a bloodbath if elected. If I'm elected, there will be a bloodbath. You know, watch out. But he was really talking about cars. No, cars are cars and they have gasoline, all right? Or they have electricity that runs them or whatever the fuck else, the magic rock, kryptonite. I don't give a shit. But blood has nothing to do with that. It's unbelievable to be talking about a bloodbath if he's not elected. What fucking level of hubris, a word that I rarely use, but I get to use it because I took drama, and it means overweening pride, and he is beyond overweened when it comes to pride. And then you go on to calling immigrants animals. No, you don't get to do that, all right? Nobody gets to do it. Get to think it. You want to think it, and you're that fucking small-minded and don't understand that these people are human beings. If you miss that point, sit there and call them animals. What is the matter with you? Huh? 98% of the people who come in are good, hardworking people. You don't fucking kill yourselves to get here. And they are, many of them. They're practically killing themselves to fucking come here to be abused by this. It just has got to stop. And it has to stop because children listen. All right. And these people in the party have to stand up and go, no, listen, you have to shut the fuck up when it comes to this. All right. Can't talk about bloodbaths. You have to act like you're actually interested in doing this in a fashion that is humane and can guide us. You know, I don't get it. And usually, you know, he's the one who said it. Giuliani said his work for him, his work for Trump would get him into heaven. How does this stuff happen? How do these people even think this? You know, we've gone through all these questions and we just recycle them and it's got to stop. Okay. That's why we really can't have a long election. We know all the stories and it just gives more time for him to spew nonsense into the air that fucks up the kids. If nothing else, it fucks up the kids. And it digs deeper into the psyche of many Americans who really need their psyche psychoanalyzed to get to get the anger and the pain and the frustration and the hate out, right? So it really goes to a place that I, you know, I was looking to see if there was more that he said, but that was it. And that was quite enough. And now, they're all excited for the amount of money that Biden has raised, which is, I mean, all of it's ludicrous. Okay. That money could go to stuff. That money could go. Why doesn't Biden say, what I'm going to do since I care so much is to raise this money, to basically send, arms, we'll buy the arms through the, and send them to, I wonder if it's even legal, but that's something you'd have to check. I certainly don't know anything about it. So buy the arms to send them to the Ukraine and whatever need be sent to Israel. Speaking of which, last week I talked about the fact that I don't like Chuck Schumer. The reason I stopped liking Chuck Schumer, to be quite honest, was after he kind of blackballed Al Franken, after what they thought was his, Me Too moment, which was nonsense and really ludicrous and really obscene. And I really lost all respect for him then, okay? Because it's obvious he's never been on a USO tour and didn't quite understand what the fuck was going on. Al Franken was not being, I mean, whew, really. And I don't care if it was at the beginning. And I don't, because it cost a really good senator and an exceptional man, his job and his livelihood, and we lost a voice who had to fight his way back to get the voice. So hence the Chuck Schumer, what I had to say about Chuck Schumer. What is the matter with me? Chuck Schumer. I talk sometimes like I'm preparing to have dentures in my mouth. I apologize. And then Boeing continues to have planes fall from the sky, and they're not really falling, but they certainly almost did in Australia. And then there was one, I just picked up the paper here, and there was another one that was, you know, seep. One of the engines was on fire, and then there's the door. It's just one thing after another. So I'm proposing that Boeing, its name be changed to Boeing, Boeing, the cartoon sound of something just hitting the ground and bouncing up. And let's hope they get the shit straight, because I'm doing a lot of flying over the next year. And I just don't want to be over the ocean when I'm heading toward Europe or anywhere, you know, fuck it, anywhere. I've just grabbed these on the, you know, this, look at this. This is three headlines. You don't even need to read the articles. In states with laws targeting LGBTQ issues, school hate crimes quadrupled. Get it? What else do you need to know? Quadrupled. Laws targeting in the states where they were targeted. It's extraordinary. Of course, people go, well, how do you know that? I don't know that. I just know that it comes from the Washington Post. Like them or not, they have people who go there and get jobs because they have resumes. And is that why you like the newspaper, Lewis? Yeah, that's why I like newspapers. And they're important because you have people who actually do the work that needs to be done to become a reporter. And to try to maintain, and this is unbelievable. Happens in, I'm sitting here staring at this, I apologize. It's just, that's all you need to know. In states with laws targeting LGBTQ issues, school hate crimes quadruple. That's all, you know, it's what it does. It has an effect. It has an effect on the kids, all right? You know, Doesn't need to be this way. Mm-mm. Go there. We have a discussion, and we learn together. We learn together about what the folks fear, and we learn together why the folks don't need to fear it. That's all. That's really all that needs to be done. bring them into the schools and have the discussion. You don't pass that. Just say, let's talk about it so we can start to act like civilized human beings again. Have hate crimes quadruple. Plan to simplify aid for college made it worse. Yep, we're really good at this stuff. Education department's errors leave students and schools in the lurch. That's a weird, there were just days to left to process. Oh, I'm not even going to, you know, supposed to help and fuck things up. And food shelter gaps, this one's extraordinary. Food safety gaps let children eat toxic applesauce. Food safety gaps let children eat toxic applesauce. How is that? It's why we, when you wonder why we have these, the FDA, the agriculture, the folks who, the Food and Drug Administration, the folks who look over our agriculture, the folks who look over our industries. It's why we have them. It's why you need people to, it's why you need government employees, right? Whether you want to do it on a state level or a federal, I don't give a shit. But you have to inspect shit so that, why? So there are no gaps that let children eat toxic applesauce. High levels of lead, hundreds poison in the U.S. as contaminant went undetected. Right. Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, citing Ecuadorian investigators, said that a spice grinder was likely responsible for the contamination and that the quick recall of the 3 million applesauce pouches protected the food supply. Well, it didn't enough, huh? God. Hundreds of pages of documents. I'm sorry, I'm getting lost in this stuff because I think that's all you needed to know, really. It's been a big week of madness. And what's more important than the madness of March? Real March madness. That I will be sitting, going out to watch the play-in games. That's where I'm at. And fill out my brackets. Let's wrap it up with a couple of great pieces that I discovered. You probably heard this. Some of you may have heard it. It's always been interesting to me that stuff that I read and then tell folks in my act that they don't really know it. So I feel like I'm essentially, I carry the news. I wander from village to dell and try to catch people up on what's going on out there. Well, there was a Missouri gubernatorial candidate. He's running to be the governor of Missouri, which has enough problems as it is. Is dismissing claims that he's a cross-burning KKK member. He's dismissing it as misinformation. Republican Daryl McClanahan admits that recently surfaced photos do show him and a white hooded figure giving Nazi salutes before a large burning cross. That's all you need to know, right? Isn't that the it? But he says he was only an honorary member of the Klan. And the photos were taken at a Christian identity cross lighting ceremony, not a white supremacist cross burning. Wow. So there's a cross lighting. I guess these were people who were jealous of Hanukkah. So they said, let's burn a cross and put on some hoods and wander about. And in Philadelphia, the land of brotherly love, Philadelphia Phillies ended their long-running $1 hot dog nights, in part because unruly fans kept hurling Franks onto the field. It wasn't just the throwing, said Senior Vice President John Weber, but the throwing was a little bit of a tipping point. I'd love to know if somebody in Philly could please let me know what they were doing besides throwing the dollar hot dogs. And why would you fuck up a deal like that? God, that just made me want a hot dog. So I may try to find one now and bid you adieu. And I really even was shocked that those words kind of came out of my mouth, but they were the first ones that arrived there. I want to thank you, as always, for spending time with me. It's a privilege and a pleasure, let me say. to spend time with you. We've got some great rants. They get better and better and better. Continue to send them in. If I'm coming to your area, take a moment, write something down about the place that's driving you nuts, or anything, really, anything. Also, once again, let me just say that we really have to start to edit a bit. I don't want to edit your material, and you're writing some great things. Just get to the point and move on. You know, if you're over 4 or 5 paragraphs, unless it's just this kind of extraordinary tale, I have to, I'm not able to use it, and I don't want to fuck with you, what you've given me. So you know who you are, and I really appreciate what you're writing. And I read all of them, and I want to share as many as I can. So help yourselves. Help me. Help us all by getting it off your chest, and we'll all be better for it, as opposed to listening to these idiot windbags tell us what it is that we think, because we're thinking and we're doing a good job of it. Thanks for listening. Oh, and good luck on your brackets.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Michael Frank, or Michael Frank K. I'm not sure which, and I apologize, but here's a, he's got something to tell us about arguing, which is always a good place to start a rant. I haven't had a good argument in a long time. What the fuck, you say? Am I living under a rock? No, I am not. I said a good argument. I mean, an argument in which we are trying to each trying to solve a problem that we both agree is a problem. And the problem we're talking about. I feel like I should drop a lot more F-bombs here than I usually do. So I will. I'm sick and fucking tired of people saying they disagree on something when they can't even tell me what they're arguing about. Or if they do tell me, it's not what the person they're arguing with is saying. I know, because sometimes that's me. If you can't restate what the other guy is saying to their satisfaction, then you have no fucking right to argue a damn thing. Not because it's a moral rights thing, but because it doesn't make any fucking sense. You can't disagree with someone if you don't know what they're saying. And you can't claim to know what they're saying until they say you do. So open your fucking ear holes. Listen to what the other guy is spewing. And then regurgitate it back to them in a way that says, that tastes good. Then, and only then, have you got the basis of an argument. Problem is, if you can do that, you'll probably find out that he's making at least slightly more sense than you'd like to believe, and probably even that you're making slightly less sense. Thank you, Michael, for a rather calm rant about the nature of an argument. Wow, the philosophy sometimes behind these things. This is quite nice, and thanks for sharing that with us. And I doubt it will help the country in the way in which we would both want, so these people would stop screaming at each other, but because they're not listening, which is, I think, the underbelly of what you're getting at. You don't argue. You're not having an argument if you don't listen. I'm one of those people who took a long time for me to have an argument and to listen. I just blow it off. I just start blowing steam. That's what I do. And it's hard for me to hear when I'm screaming. So I just keep yelling. A rant from Walter Newcomb, and I'd like to thank you for this. He came out to the show in West Hampton Beach at the Performing Arts Center there. My problem is that professional television personalities continue to make me cringe. I mean, English is the language we've come to agree to speak in this country. When did it become appropriate to pronounce the word especially as though it was spelled with an X? We are talking about people who arguably spend more than my annual salary on hair care products that should have flunked out of the third grade English class. Why do they continue to pronounce especially as especially? Huh? A person who speaks three languages is said to be trilingual. A person who speaks two languages is said to be bilingual. Bilingual. A person who speaks one language, nicely put, is an American. If they perform this task below that of a second grader, they shouldn't be allowed near a microphone. At least if a professional broadcasting network is willing to pay people the astronomical amount they do, these people should be able to pronounce words correctly. Another thing I hear that revolts me is professional weather people who do not understand what the word thaw means. When a New York meteorologist tells us that things will be better when our frozen precipitation unthaws, things will be better. It must make Kurt Vonnegut roll over in his grave. Unthawing would mean refreezing to me. It is tragic to me that he might have been paid, this is Kurt Vonnegut, more to do a cameo in a Rodney Dangerfield movie than he did for any of his books. Don't worry, he did okay. We hope that you will bless us with your presence on your final tour. Well, we'll see. I want to thank you, Walter. That was really quite well put. And the unthaw, I had not heard that. I live in this area. I had not heard that. Maybe they said that out on the island. Thank you. Ginger Dowdle is pissed. She is pissed. All right, Ginger, let it rip. In line with your government rants, I am pissed about the illegal immigrants living better than most Americans. Ginger, I'd have to have proof of that. I just would. I haven't seen that. There may be a few, but illegal immigrants are not dancing in the streets. I don't think so. The people say this. They never show us. I have to see it. Okay. But I'm going to roll with the rest of it because I just have to point that out. Because I get these kind of statements and then I need them backed up from either side, Ginger. I've said this to other folks. And I will be more diligent if I haven't. But that one is a little off the rails there. But we'll see. Maybe you have it and send it on. So I'm going to start again. Just to see we don't lose the flavor of what is, it's a great rant here. In line with your government rants, I am pissed about the illegal immigrants living better than most Americans. Drain the swamp. Pull the plug on government corruption and them getting a ton of money to buy their boat. Stop the ability that any of them get money, okay? That's known as a bribe. Time for the governed to be governed by the people. For the people, by the people. That means for every government official, a citizen works alongside of them. And they have the right to vote too. Let's make the playing field even and equal. Furthermore, those politicians pay, it should be capped at the regular rate of income of the struggling lost middle class. Then I bet they would make America great again. I have been to the state capitol 2 times. 2 weeks with health concerns, water issues, and the corporate takeover of manufactured housing. We have been suffering from raw sewage backflowing into our homes. Huh? Our water is brown and our park operated without a license. Yet we can't get these legislators to change the laws that allow the owners to stay hidden in multiple LLCs. My rant goes out as I am tired of dealing with these shitty situations. Time to flush these assholes. Sincerely, the shitty communities around the state of Michigan. Well, I'm sorry you have to go through that, and it's ludicrous that I know that Flint has had problems, and I don't know where else, I mean, in terms of water, but that's not, it's nuts. And I think somewhat this idea of the infrastructure bill, I hope, was dealing with that. Who knows? Oh, we'll get to water later after you buy another couple of gallons down at the store. Fucking unbelievable. All we're doing is cleaning it. We got a detergent. I'll shut up. Ginger, thank you. And let me know about the beginning of that. Or maybe you meant it ironically. I'm not sure. Okay. Michigan. I love Michigan, but there are problems. Greg Jones is enraged about global warming. And I'm interested to see what you folks have to say out there, because I'm not going to respond. Greg, I will let it rip, and we'll see what comes out when others respond. If they do, who knows, Greg? You may make your point. We'll see. You certainly are strong about it, and I am glad you sent it in, because I've really waited for people to start getting stuff off their chest, and thank you for this. You know, there's a left chest and a right chest, and the middle chest, or whatever chest. I'm going to get this going, Greg. I'm sorry. Greg Jones, let's get this straight. I'm supposed to pay more taxes to become carbon neutral, and that will reduce global warming and climate change? Fucking bull butter. Climate change has been going on for millions of years. In fact, that's why we had 4 fucking seasons. It's called climate, liberal numbnuts. Mother Nature does not give a shit about carbon tax. Like an angry wife who just found out about the new golf clubs hidden in the garage next to the blow-up doll. Her vengeance is second to none. The climate goes up and goes down.
Those jacktards perpetuating this are a bunch of political pissants that keep getting voted into office by the same jacktards bitching about the stupid policies are the one in the same pissants that keep implementing them on us. Y'all can kiss my ass. Just can't make this shit up. Sincerely, Greg Jones. Greg, thanks for sharing. Once again, I'm going to say to you and to whoever responds to you, I need some whatever you've got for facts, not the because you know I know for you know that I've shot my mouth off about things that are based on nothing. I mean, just based on you know my experience, and I go, oh, but what about this? But I need to. That is the fact. That would be facts. Not my this, but that. Does that make sense? No. But I'm glad I shared it with you, Greg. But thank you for getting that out to me. Martino Amello, here you go. I hope my piece of shit Chinese-built phone cooperates with this rant, but I'm going to hold my breath and hope to die from a stroke if it doesn't. Well, so far, so good. Because the world's foremost experts on the subject of the face of God in Alabama decided that the human equivalent of Easter eggs are children, minus a male sperm cell. Why haven't they declared every sperm as being as special as the face of God as well? Huh? Wasn't fucking God a he too, for Christ's sake? I'm thinking that any man who can come up with this utter bullshit should have his nuts chopped off live on TV at halftime at the Super Bowl on the 50-yard line to prove his qualifications to not be able to produce more than exactly one sperm cell per embryo. Huh? While on the subject of people who are seriously worried about the sanctity of children everywhere, it would appear to the casual observer and the grieving parents of children murdered in schools that somehow these fucking schmucks missed the memo that we probably ought to be doing every fucking thing under the goddamn sun to not let them get killed by their own fucking voters. Huh? I've decided I'll never vote for these fucking cocksuckers until they all come out together and admit openly on a TV broadcast on every channel on the fucking planet every day, twice on Wednesdays and 63 times every fucking Sunday to say that they simply don't give a shit about kids till they're old enough to vote for their fucking stupid asses. And then every school shooting these same assholes will voluntarily select two members of their fucking party to be publicly executed by packs of trained, starving, pissed-off fucking pit bulls on live TV. Wow. Thanks for letting me rant, he says at the end. Thanks for ranting. Wow. Executed by packs of trained, starving, pissed off fucking pit bulls. You're pissed, Martino. I mean, it's madness. We're living in madness, and they basically, we got no, I'm glad you let it rip. Okay. I'm glad, I love doing this. And when something just kind of boils over, and it doesn't mean that he, you know, Martino is going to go out there and do this. He's just saying it. Okay? Jesus. Because he certainly can't get them. You can't go and get them and say, come on outside. We're you know, we would be losing. Right now, it's, what is it? How many have we had? 40, 50, 60? We'd already lost maybe the Senate if we were killing two at a time, Martino. Woo. Wow. Thanks for sharing. This comes to us from Noah Allen. I wish when you get a chance, folks, I'll repeat this. I don't enough, but let me know where you're from. I think it helps all of us to get a sense of what's going on and what people are thinking, what where. And it doesn't really matter that you're someplace because you maybe live in someplace and probably you should be somewhere else. Most people feel that, or at least the ones I've run into. But then, okay. So thank you, Mr. Allen. Why in the fuck does a president divide the country?
I thought they were supposed to have the nation's best interest at heart instead of their own agenda. I'm so tired of this tit for tat. He said this, but the other guy said that shit. All because the guy you like wears the right color tie? Huh? Is this really the best we have to offer the country to be at the helm? Those that seek power shouldn't be allowed to attain it. If we really want to change the people, we would elect an actual candidate that could actually change things. But no. What do we have now? These little echo chambers of yes men and women to whatever cause you may have that reinforces your point alone without any nuance. I'm sorry, when in the fuck did we all become experts in everything and now speak only in absolutes of black and white? No! Life has gray areas and subtleties and wiggle room to adapt and change to the circumstances. Stop with all these damn distractions and divisions already. The definition of amendment means to change or make amends, a correction. We can, if we actually agreed on something, anything. But wait, I've always said that sports and music are the ultimate equalizer because I don't care who you are. We can all find common ground in those arenas. This may not be the most coherent rant, but damn it, Lewis, I tried. You did a nice job, Noah. I wouldn't worry about it. You know, just as long as you feel better, I feel better. I enjoyed reading it. And you nailed it. You nailed what you wanted to nail. And nailing it is what counts. Thank you. Nancy Schulman, obviously enraged. And just a quick spit take here. Let's regulate sperm, since that is ultimately what makes a pregnancy. Huh? How about that? We could freeze sperm and have mandatory vasectomies. Hey, this would also create jobs. Win, win. Yep. Fucking win, Nancy. Fucking, that's a win. That's a win-win. Thank you. Wow. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.